Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to 3 Minutes in the Truth. Bite-sized advice to help you on your songwriting journey. Now, here's my dad, hit songwriter Brent Baxter.
All right. Thank you, Ozzy. All right. Today, I want to talk about the truth about song starts. What are they and what can they do for your songwriting career? Let's go ahead and dive into it. A song start basically is when you pre-write, you get a head start on a co-write and you gather up like a verse or a chorus or a verse and a chorus. And it may just be like you have the melody, you can sing it. It may be a complete like you have it demoed out and you only have a lyric and melody for a verse and a chorus, but you bring that into a co-write. That, in other words, you got a head start on your song. Here's the start of a song. And you can use that in several different ways. One way that I am working to use those is to bring into artist co-writes. And I will not only just bring it in and like try to aim this song start for a particular artist that I'm going to be writing with, I will also aim some and then try to use that to attract an artist co-write. I recently had a good experience with this where I had a song start sitting around for a while and then it clicked with me. Nothing much was happening with it, but it clicked with me that it would be great for a particular artist that I know somewhat, not super well. I use that to reach out to that artist and say, hey, here we got this start on this thing. Here's a verse and a chorus. What do you think? We'd love to have you on it. And he agreed. And we're about to go write it in about a week or so. Actually, by the time this drops, we should have just written it, hopefully. And hopefully it's something that this artist will record. But it was something that made sense for this artist. It sounded like this artist, but something this artist hadn't quite done before. And the artist agreed and wanted to hop on. That is something a song start can do for you. Because honestly, I don't think I would have gotten back in the room with this artist if I didn't have opportunity. Look at it this way. If they don't know you, writing with you definitely sounds like work. If they do know you, unless you're one of their best buddies, if they do know you and they know, yeah, he's a professional, she's a professional, well, it still looks like work to put a day on the book with you to write because you don't know how it's going to go. You're a little bit of an unknown quantity. Even if they know that, oh, you know, they're a pro, they're good, they have a track record, still you just don't know how it's going to work. Shows looks like work. Or if you have a great hook or a great idea that you're able to pitch to them and they think, oh, that's really cool, but it still shows up like work because we don't have a melody, we don't have a lyric, we don't know how it's going to go. But if you can show up or get them on the hook ahead of time with a song start where they can feel the vibe, they can already see the vision of it because you have lyric going, you have melody going, that looks like opportunity, not work. It looks like opportunity for them to jump on a train that's already moved and they can see the vision of it, like, oh yeah, at this point, let's not screw it up, right? And that's a different mindset. And you can, and I'm working on using that, and you can work on using that to get into some better rooms. Heck, people have done that to get in the room with me. I'm doing it to get in the room with other people. And it gives you a sense of security walking into that write, going, we already know what we're writing, and this is a, you know, it's going to be a good day. We already know it walking in. Take some of that fear out of it. You can proceed confidently. Now, here's something I have for you that I think can help you on your songwriting journey. I'm buddies with a hit Canadian artist named Chris Buck. You can find him at chrisbuckband.com. He has agreed to come on Songwriting Pro, one of our events, and listen to song starts from the songwriting and climb community and see if he wants to jump on those and write one with you. He is currently writing for his new record. He's looking for hits. Artists are always looking for hits. If you have a hit started, he wants to hear it. So what you're going to do is you go to songwritingpro.com/co-write-pitch. C-O-W-R-I-T-E, pitch, P-I-T-C-H. So songwritingpro.com/co-write-pitch. Get all the details. But basically, you're going to send me your best verse and a chorus. It can be strummed on a guitar, played on a piano, work tape. It can be full demo. That's fine. But we just want a verse and a chorus. And I'm going to pick the 10 that I think have the best chance of being a hit for Chris, something he's going to want in on. And we're going to hop on the Zoom meeting, the 10 writers, and me and the artist, Chris, and we're going to listen. And if he's going to give you his feedback as an artist. So you're going to learn a lot about how an artist thinks, what they're looking for. And then, hey, he could write with all 10 of them or none. That's up to him. We want it to be something that he's excited about so he doesn't waste your idea by writing a song that he doesn't love. But this is going to be an opportunity for you to pitch your best verse and chorus to a hit artist. He's on a good label. He's putting songs on the radio. And one of those songs on the radio could be yours. But you got to send it in. Hey, you can already have other writers on this song. That's all right. Just make sure that they're okay with bringing in an artist as another co-writer. It can be a song that is already finished that you just want to pitch to say, hey, if he wants to jump on, that's fine. But we only want to hear the verse and the chorus. So basically what you do is you edit off everything past the first chorus. So we just get the first verse and chorus. You can send that in. So as long as your other co-writers are fine with it, that's great. Doesn't matter how many writers are already on it. Doesn't matter if you feel like you've already finished it. Chop off everything past the first verse if you're okay with him coming on as another writer, if he loves it. But this is a chance to get in the room and start building a relationship with a hit radio label artist. Again, that is songwritingpro.com/co-write-pitch. songwritingpro.com/co-write-pitch. All right, thanks, y'all. Keep on climbing.
3 minutes in the truth.
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 Can you say 3 minutes in the truth, Hazel? Close enough.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.